When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello, welcome to Above Deck, a Below Deck Breakdown podcast. I'm Sarah Goldman, a photographer and former marine biologist living in Charleston, South Carolina. With me is my college roommate and co-host, Kelly.
I'm Kelly Busby, a former radio host and current volleyball mom, coming to you from my home studio in Columbus. Together, we hosted the Socks with Sandals radio show on WFAL in Bowling Green, Ohio, and we are back again this week to discuss Below Deck and our love of all things Bravo. Today, we'll be discussing Below Deck Season 11, Episode 12, Bit of a Nick.
Here's your recap. The royal primaries continue to be a challenge for the interior, and Chef Anthony struggles. Ben confronts Dylan, and Barbie and Kyle's friendship takes an unexpected turn. Kelly, what'd you think about this episode?
I did not like the primaries. They were just being, I felt bad for Anthony. I don't know what's going on there. There's definitely something more. And I was really excited about Barbie and Kyle. So
I know it's cute. I like it.
I love it.
So when the episode starts out, it's the first night of the charter. Anthony says to make great food, he really needs to be very happy and he's very sad. So his food sucks.
This was heartbreaking. Just to see him so broken.
Yeah, this was hard to watch. After dinner, the guests are in the hot tub, and Brandon is looking to see who's around the island on Grindr.
Of course he is. I wonder if he found anyone.
Oh, update. He did not. There was nobody.
Okay. Okay. Well, good to know.
He did post that on Instagram. So, 2 a.m., Ray asks Barbie for a lobster grilled cheese. And Anthony's already asleep. He's been asleep. And Barbie cannot cook. She said she can't even make peanut butter and jelly, but she offers to bring snacks. And Carmen is not happy about this.
No.
So Barbie decides she's going to try to make sandwiches. She solicits Kyle to help. And her sandwiches look great, though.
She brought up how to make a BLT.
That was funny. It's in the title.
Barbie, I love you. You're just so sweet. But I will say I am impressed. They made some very good looking food. And I feel like once a season, we always have a charter like this, that they want food at like god awful times in the morning at night. And it's not something simple. This group wants lobster and grilled cheese. It's not exactly the kind of food you think of when you've been drinking and you're hungry and you're like, that's what I want to eat. But I've never had it, so I wouldn't know. I mean, it might be right up there with Taco Bell and White Castle.
That's true. I think I'd be good with like a bag of chips or like Doritos or
good night
ramen
Doritos.
Noodles. I don't know. Or like Tostitos pizza rolls.
Yeah.
That's all I
for
need.
For sure, pizza.
Yeah. I'll burn even the make them myself. Mouth. But you know what? We're not going to be up till 2 a.m. So why are we even? No. Okay, so Barbie and Kyle are enjoying each other's company.
Yes.
And Barbie in her green screen says she really likes him, but she's afraid to act on it.
Farm girl, you only live once. Do it.
Correct.
What do you have to, you know?
Yeah.
It's very obvious that he's in too.
For sure. He's been waiting in the wings a while. He's been waiting for this moment.
He's been good about it.
Yeah.
Patiently waiting.
Very patient. So the next day, Dylan talks to Zandy about getting caught gossiping about Sonny and the lead deckhand position to others. And Zandy gives him some good advice. She says, go straight to Ben, talk to him, quit trying to figure out who said something, who, you know, snitched on you.
Right. I mean, she calls him her little brother because he needs that guidance from her, but she gave him the best advice yet. So let's see what happens.
So Ben calls Dylan, Dylan Underpants. I don't know why, but it's funny. He tells Sonny what Dylan has been saying about her. I don't know how I feel about that.
Especially first thing in the morning. Like, hey, good morning. By the way, so I got a feeling that now she feels like she has to defend her hard work and why she has the role that she has. At least she felt like that in the green screen because she was very defensive. But I hope she's not like that going forward because we've all seen her kick some major booty and take names. And she doesn't need to explain herself to anyone. So you keep doing you and Dylan will figure it out.
Right. And like she said, Captain Carey had to approve this choice that Ben made and he thought it was a good choice. So let's just move on. So at breakfast, Carmen wants duck bacon, but they couldn't get any duck bacon on the island. I didn't even know this was a thing. I guess you could make bacon out of anything, maybe.
I guess.
She's super disappointed that there are no alternatives to pork. And Paris apologizes. Anthony comes out and apologizes. And Carmen says they are forgiven.
So being someone who doesn't eat bacon, I guess this wasn't a huge deal for me. I was kind of taken back by how much of a stink she made of it. But then again, like I also live in the middle of where cows and pigs and farms are kind of like the thing. Yeah. And we have all the different alternatives. So I can't even imagine what the meat sitch is like on Grenada.
Yeah, exactly.
Could they have done Spam? Spam bacon?
Maybe.
Is that a thing?
I call Facon, which is Morningstar veggie bacon.
Yeah.
Because I love a BLT and you gotta have some bacon in there. Or bacon in my case.
Bacon. I'll have to look for that.
Finally, Ben and Dylan talk. This has been days coming. Ben says it came down to attitude and Sonny knowing the boat better than Dylan. You know, she's been there longer. And Dylan says, okay, you know, he'll keep his head down and he'll continue to do his best. But first he does a classic housewives apology. And he says, and I quote, I'm sorry if I offended you in any way.
Oh my gosh.
This is such classic. A housewives thing. So Anthony is running behind with lunch for the beach picnic. And Fraser has had several talks with him specifically about not trying to cook at the beach, not making it any more complicated than it has to be. Just do everything on board and then just heat it up real quick on the grill when you get to the beach.
Right. Yeah. Perfect.
And it's time to go. And Anthony has not cooked the steaks or the lobster. Mm. So now at the beach, lunch is like 30 minutes behind. And the guests don't like the style of noodles that Anthony used for the mac and cheese. And they're like, it's like he just broke spaghetti, you know, into smaller pieces.
Yeah.
Cut to him breaking noodles into smaller pieces. That was kind of funny.
Anthony is just not himself. Like, no. I don't know. I mean, he was doing really well with minor hiccups and then big ones, but I feel like he's lost. And side note question, the grill. Yeah. And I feel like we've talked about this before. Is that a George Foreman grill or is it a real grill? Because it looks like a George Foreman grill.
Yeah, it's not real big.
Yeah. Or is it like a camping grill? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe like a camping grill.
Okay.
I don't know. It looks
These are the things cool. I worry about.
So back to the boat. Gummy bear shots. Okay.
Those look like they were lemon drop shots.
Yeah, Sarah. They did. They look good.
We need to do
The guests liked them. They're like, ooh, give me the red one.
Yeah. Fun.
Fraser goes to talk to Captain Carey about Anthony, and Captain Carey is going to start looking at resumes for a new chef.
Yikes.
Paris shares that she went through a bad breakup like right before this and he cheated on her with his ex and then the ex stole her clothes and posted photos online wearing her clothes.
Gross.
What?
Come on.
This is just so strange.
She said the guys on the boat are nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, but nah, just very, very Australian. Just nah, I'm good.
I'm good. I'm good. So tonight is the movie premiere night. The guests dress up as famous movie characters and they're walking the red carpet. The crew acts like paparazzi. This is very cheesy.
Cute, but cheesy.
Yeah.
It's fun. They had a good time.
Anthony has stuck with more simple foods for this dinner and the guests seem much happier for sure.
Yeah, they do.
Ray talks to Anthony. He says he wants late night lobster grilled cheese again. So could Anthony please, you know, make this available? So Anthony prepares sandwiches ahead of time. But at 1 a.m., there's no lobster grilled cheese. And Kyle goes and wakes up Anthony.
Yeah, he made a bunch of turkey sandwiches that would be just like ready to go. You could pop them on the panini press.
Mm-hmm.
Good to go. But there was no lobster or cheese.
I think he just didn't understand him or hear him because he said it very clearly, you know, what he wanted.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a missed communication there. The next day, the guests depart. Carmen shares her displeasure with the food and the pork alternative or lack thereof.
Yeah.
They leave. And then the tip meeting, we have $17,250. This is the lowest tip of the season. And Fraser thinks it's because of the food.
I mean, what else could it have been?
Yeah, I'm sure it is. The food is such a big part of the tip situation.
Oh, yeah. So absolutely.
Anthony gets called to the bridge and Carrie says he thinks he's an incredible chef. You know, he likes him as a person, but things have really taken a dive. And Anthony says, I don't really know what you're talking about. I did not.
What was that?
Yeah, that was wild. Carrie explains that there is more to this job than just being an amazing chef, which he is. But you have to be able to handle the pressure. And he fires Anthony.
It was heartbreaking. And you could tell Captain took a lot of thought into this. So, I mean, Captain had receipts. And they were very specific.
Yeah.
So all I can hope is that Anthony will be able to grow from this and he could come back another time as a stronger chef, stronger yacht chef.
Yeah, specifically. So a new chef will arrive tomorrow. Do you recall that Ben, like in interviews months ago, said that there would be a familiar face returning this season?
Oh,
or something like that. I wonder if the chef, they've said it's a he. I wonder if it's somebody we know already. That would be kind of cool.
Who do we think?
I mean, my number one would be Ben. That would be awesome.
That would be amazing.
But he hasn't come back in a long time, so I don't really see him doing that. But it's a small commitment because it's only like three charters left.
Yeah.
So a lot of, I mean, it could be Jack.
Maybe. That would be awesome. Or Chef Dave.
Could be Dave.
We don't
know.
Think it's Marcos.
No. Oh, gosh, that would be great.
Marcos, come back to me.
I feel like we would maybe know if it was Marcos because we're buddies. But so I'm hopeful it's going to be someone we know, and I'm excited to find out who it is. Anyway,
very cool.
So Anthony's departure, very sad. Everyone is going to miss him. Lots of hugs and very sweet.
Very sad.
The night out. Ben and Kyle are glad to see Sunny and Dylan are getting along really well at dinner, but Kyle wonders if they aren't getting along a little too well.
He's not wrong. I was wondering the same thing.
Yeah, Kyle picked up on those pretty quick.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying all the clips of this orange cat that was like scrounging around the dinner table.
And there's a dog too. It felt very like what you think of with the village, like when you go onto the islands and you're eating at a restaurant that's open and
there's roosters, there's cats, there's
animals,
dogs. When they went, I guess maybe this is later, but when they go to the beach setup, there was like a donkey or something I saw, or a cow. I don't know. They just showed it very briefly. So Barbie and Kyle are being very flirty at dinner, even though she told him ahead of time, like in the van, she said she would be getting in her bunk tonight.
Okay. So these two have so much cuteness for each other, but I cannot get enough of it.
They're so different. They're such opposites too.
It's so perfect. I love it because he's so sweet with her.
So at the restaurant, there's a pool and Ben and Dylan go for a swim. And
naturally.
Fraser, I would have done it too. I can't resist a pool. Fraser suggests truth or dare. This is so fun. He's dared to take a shot off of a flip-flop puke.
His reaction was priceless. And I think someone was actually like holding his head still. So he had to drink it.
So gross. Dylan dares Barbie to kiss one of the guys and she chooses to drink instead. Good choice. Yep. And Kyle dares Xandy and Ben to trade outfits. This is great.
Red is definitely Ben's color. He looked great.
Rutting around.
And Xan looked like she was getting ready for bed, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, you know, just is what it is. That.
I think Fraser said that Ben's butt looked good, like in that outfit. Okay, back to the boat. Dylan asks Sunny what the deal is with her and Ben, and she says, you know, they're not attached.
Right.
And Dylan decides this would be a good time to go in for a kiss. And she says, no.
What was he doing?
Now, let us not forget, just 2 days ago, he was trash talking her and saying she got lead deckhand because she's dropping anchor with Ben. That's a mick.
Yeah. This was so icky and weird and confusing and, to be honest, just not right. Mm-hmm. And then he tried to do the, oh, just give me a kiss on the cheek trick. And yeah, she didn't fall for that either. So, Dylan, come on, man.
Just no. Yeah. So, Barbie and Kyle end up crawling into bed.
Yes.
And then they take things to the bathroom.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
I'm excited for them. I mean, come on. Like, everybody else is having fun and they're getting a chance to have fun. So,
yeah, for sure.
Good for them.
And it looks like the next episode is maybe when we get to see the Fraser guest connection happening. So,
yeah.
We've been waiting for that.
Well, speaking of Fraser, it is now time for our segment, Fraser's Phrases.
What a horrible group of people.
Sarah. Which of these Fraser quotes was your favorite for this week?
Okay.
I've never been less excited in my entire life. Number two, this is such a tacky request. They need to pay us to make them feel love. Does that not speak volumes?
Okay.
Number three, am I regretting starting this game? 100%. And number four, luge me up, buttercup.
Luge me up, buttercup. Yeah. 100%. So funny. I can't believe Fraser did that. Gross.
Ugh. Smells like feet.
Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, it's time for Hot Tub Combo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, how you doing? Kyle Stelly here, your favorite Scotsman from Below Deck, and you're here listening to the Above Deck podcast with Sarah and Kelly. Love you girls.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. One thing we all wish is that we had more time. If time was unlimited, how would you use it? Sarah, what would you do if you had an extra hour in your day?
I would love more time to read or maybe walk and listen to audiobooks.
I would definitely read more and use the time to craft and just be creative.
Yeah.
The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. Therapy can help you figure that out.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist who has years of experience helping people with struggles just like yours. And you can switch therapists at any time at no additional charge.
Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AboveDeck today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/AboveDeck. It's time for Hot Tub Combo, where we discuss what's happening with our favorite Below Deck cast members.
We have some listener comments this week. Carol Bona writes, I'm wondering about Med and Down Under. Both Aisha and Tumi are active on social media, so I wonder if they've even filmed. Oh. Are they slowing production since they oversaturated last year?
Oh.
Okay. So we do think things have slowed down. Probably the Gary drama slowed things down with Sailing Yacht, so that's behind. And then Down Under, we think, is filming right now or recently filmed. So that's later than last year. I think they had trouble finding a boat or a location or both. And we believe that Med Season 9 has wrapped filming like quite a while ago. So I'm not sure when we will see that. What usually comes next, Kelly, like after regular Below Deck?
It's usually Sailing Yacht. Yeah, because we started with Sailing Yacht and it was in March.
Yeah. I could see there being a little break for a few weeks or even a month where there's not anything.
My gosh, what are we going to do?
I think if that happens, I think we should go back and watch like some really the first episode, first season with Kate, or like more Foam Bosun episode, or I don't know, early Sailing Yacht. I don't know, something. Yeah. We should go back and do like some iconic episodes or the like rocket ship blanket. That's a great idea.
It's a rocket ship.
It is a rocket ship. So anyway, Carol, that's all we really know. So it'll be interesting to see, because I'm sure as we get towards the end of this season, they'll start advertising something, you know, whenever the new season is coming, the next one. Yeah. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Have you noticed that there hasn't been a whole lot of promo for anything on Bravo lately?
Yeah, except us. Somebody messaged us and said they saw us like 6 times on a commercial or something, or the same commercial.
Please don't get sick of us. We're just starting. So here's a question from at Michelle Jones 6600. I would love to hear your thoughts on Ben Willoughby's recent Instagram post, especially the Q&A he did. Now, I did not see these.
I did see them, but I didn't save the screenshots, so I don't remember exactly what he said, but it seems like he's upset with something that happened during the season that maybe wasn't shown, or how the editing has played out. It's like he's trying to say something without getting in trouble with Bravo. I don't know. We don't know. But obviously there's either something with the editing or, you know, something that happened that was not shown. I don't know exactly.
Okay.
So yeah, he's kind of alluded to some things that have happened. So I kind of hope they'll get a reunion so we can kind of find out some stuff.
Yeah.
In the meantime, if you guys know anything, let us know. Fill us in.
Yeah. Ben, let us know.
So Peacock just added some old Bravo shows to the streaming app. Yes. And you can now watch, I was going to make a list, but there's like the Rachel Zoe Project. What else was on there?
I really enjoyed like the Rachel Zoe. I like the early stuff.
Yeah, I never watched Rachel Zoe, but I want to watch it because her assistant was Brad.
Yeah.
Goreski. Okay, I'm pulling up Bravo.
Okay, here we go.
Because he
don't be tardy for the wedding.
Okay. And Bethany getting married. Reggae. Sorry.
Yes. And then there's the don't be tardy regular, and then $1 Million Decorator. Some of these I don't remember, but I remember the Rachel Zoe, Candy's Wedding.
Okay.
Housewives of DC.
Oh, I loved that.
House of season. Sunset.
Oh, see, I never watched that. I'll have to watch it.
Tabitha's Salon Takeover. I love Tabitha.
Yeah.
Like, my ex-husband and I used to watch Sheer Genius, I think was the name of the show. It was like a haircutting show. Love that. I Dream of Nene, The Wedding.
Oh, never watched that.
$1 Million Listing Miami, Tamara's Wedding.
I think I watched that. To Eddie.
Portia's Having a Baby. Oh my gosh, there's so many, Sarah.
Yeah. The one that's missing, though, is It's a Brad, Brad World. So Peacock, if you're listening, that was one of my very favorite reality shows about Brad Goreski and Gary Jannetty. So please bring that back.
Oh, Million Dollar Listing New York, Ryan's Wedding. Do you ever watch those?
They're fun. Mean, kind of, but not religiously. I kind of know who they are.
Monzoed with Children.
Oh, yeah, I did watch that because I stopped watching Jersey when Caroline Manzo was off.
Yeah, she was.
And so I definitely watched that. She was
the chef's kiss of that season, of that episode. I love
Caroline. I'm so mad with Brandy that we're not going to get to see the ultimate girls trip with Caroline because of Brandy's situation.
Gosh, come on.
I know. Such a bummer. Love her.
It's not fun when you bring lawyers.
Also, Peacock, feel free to send us the press box for this kind of stuff next time. You know, we're promoting you here for free.
Right.
But I had fun watching everybody else open all that fun stuff.
At least they opened it so we could see them.
Yeah, that's true.
It's okay.
Anyway, lots of fun stuff to watch on Peacock. Now it's time for our segment, Join Me in the Wheelhouse, where we decide who needs to see Captain Carey for a stern talking to. Kelly, who do you choose this week?
The primary and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
The king and the queen. The king and the
queen.
Yeah. I mean, time to come up here. Let's go, friends.
All right. Good choice. That's it for this week's episode of Above Deck. Thank you to our team at Herd At Media, especially our incredible producer, Grace. Please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to tell a friend, and please rate and review us. 5 stars only.
You can follow us also on Instagram at Above Deck Pod, or email us at AboveDeckPod@gmail.com. You can watch our episodes on the Herd At Media YouTube channel. Until next time, I'm Kelly Busby.
And I'm Sarah Goldman. We'll see you next week.
A Herd At Media production.
Thank goodness, like, nobody's driving back from Bardstown.
Yes. Yeah.
We're just going to dinner at a place called Swizzle.
Swizzle. Love it. Yeah. My favorite place to go in Bermuda is called the Swizzle Inn. And their motto is Swizzle Inn, Swagger Out. And in fact, in the last season of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, they went to the Swizzle Inn on their
trip. And did they swagger out or did they just stumble out?
I think they got in a fight. There was a fight in the parking lot. That's what I remember. Oh.